As we head toward Arizona's August primary elections, we're inviting in the candidates running in contested races to talk about why they're running and some of the key issues in their contests.
You know, it's been 24 years since Arizona has had an educator at the helm of the Department of Education.
I am a proud American Muslim woman.
That although our election system is the greatest in the world, it is still far from perfect.
We need more options for our young people, more counselors, more social workers.
Common Core's been repealed by the State Board of Ed, and now we have new standards.
And we know what's possible if we keep moving forward.
The current shortcomings of the office have left our system vulnerable to cyber attacks.
We're gonna fly, fight, and win on Election Day with your help.
Today, we welcome Heather Ross. She's running in the Democratic primary in the 6th Congressional District against Anita Malik and Garrick McFadden. The district is currently represented by Republican David Schweikert, who's running unopposed for the GOP nomination. Ross came by our studios a couple of days ago, and I asked her why she thinks she's the best candidate to be her party's nominee for this office.
You know, I bring to this election and to this race experience in the issues that people throughout the district tell me every day they're most worried about. And those two things are healthcare and education. You know, I'll tell you a little story. Thinking back to about September of 2016, you know, I'm a nurse practitioner. I take care of people in cardiology. And I noticed going into the fall of 2016, everybody was really focused on the presidential election. And so I had the opportunity to learn the political leanings of many of my patients, most of my patients, and I noticed a real difference that my Democrats were doing great, their blood pressures were nice and low, their pacemakers were behaving well, and my Republicans were struggling. They were depressed, their blood pressures were high, we were having to adjust their medications, and then right after the election on about November 9th, it flipped. And I realized at that time that everybody just wants to feel represented, and the hyper-partisanship, the polarization in our politics in America is leaving half of America feeling like they're not represented. And they're really worried then about issues. Healthcare is a huge issue. And I bring the experience as a healthcare provider, as a professor in health policy and also in technology policy at Arizona State to this race.
Do you think that you would be able to really, given that this is a partisan election, I mean, you are a Democrat, you have certain views about the issues, which we'll get into. Do you think that you'd really be able to represent everybody in what up until now has been a district that has voted for a fairly conservative Republican?
Absolutely. And I'll tell you two things about that. First, my job as a nurse practitioner, and as a scientist is to see all of the sides and evaluate all of the information and help us move forward to where we want to go. That's what I do every day. And that is the job, as I see it, of a member of Congress. And the other thing I'll tell you is that every day people come to me from across the district and across the political spectrum, not only Democrats, but independents and Republicans, and they say to me, Heather, you know, our representative doesn't represent me. He doesn't represent us. But I haven't had anybody else to vote for until I met you.
So you mentioned healthcare, and one of your platforms is that you are for Medicare for all, that, you know, universal healthcare.
Well, universal healthcare. And one of the things that we talk about a lot is how do we do healthcare? And absolutely, I think that in the United States of America, everyone needs access to affordable healthcare. That's really not the question. The question is, how do we get there? Now, of course, the term Medicare for all is thrown around quite a lot. And, you know, I have not been a proponent of that plan because what I know as a healthcare provider is that, yes, we do need a plan for the long term, but we also need a way to get there and to take care of people today and tomorrow and then a generation from now. And, you know, the Medicare for All plan, where we kind of snap our fingers and think that we're going to magically have a universal healthcare system, that's just not real life. So I'm very interested in a lot of the other proposals that have been coming forward from groups like the Center for American Progress that they call Medicare Extra. But what it will do is allow for things like a Medicare buy-in option at age 55. It'll allow for a single payer option to expand without just destroying things that exist today. And one of the reasons that that is so important, and especially for my district, is that the health industry, the healthcare industry, is the largest industry and the largest employer in my district. About 1 in 7 people in the district are employed in the healthcare industry. And so to represent my district, I certainly can't advocate for something that is going to risk thousands of constituents' jobs immediately. We've got to take care of people today and plan for tomorrow.
So are you looking for maybe a more gradual kind of change to get from where we are now to where we want to go?
I think that that's exactly what we need to do.
Let me ask you about another issue which has been in the news quite a bit recently, which is illegal immigration, border security. I'm wondering what you think of the various levels of responsibility between the federal government, which you would be a part of if you win in August and then win again in November, versus the state.
First of all, to be very clear, the business of separating families at the border and tearing children away from their parents is good for no one. It is tantamount to child abuse. And at the same time, the calls to abolish ICE are not good for America. The reality is that we have to do the work of enforcing immigration laws and customs laws inside of our country. This is part of our national security. Now, the way that we're doing it leaves quite a bit to be desired. And I think that we don't need to abolish ICE. In fact, we shouldn't. But we do need to hold the leadership of our federal agencies accountable. And there are real problems with the leadership of our federal agencies right now. One of the things that we see is that our current Congress is not providing the check and balance on the administration that is what they are constitutionally supposed to be doing. We need to elect a Congress that's going to be willing to do that hard work of being a check and balance on everyone from President Trump and Attorney General Sessions down to the leadership in ICE that is causing these problems that are really diverting our attention as a country from the real work of national security and doing the work to solve the problems. Instead, I'm afraid that we're creating new problems that we don't need to have.
Am I right that this is your first run for public office?
It is. I have spent the last decade of my career on the policy side of things. And I very specifically didn't get involved in politics. I thought, oh, this face of neutrality politically is really quite valuable for getting policy moved forward. And so I held on to that and didn't get involved in politics. But as I told you, my experience with real people and these real human experiences with our hyper-politicized environment here in America helped me understand that I had to run. And I'll tell you, it actually happened while I was teaching my health policy students at ASU. And I realized while I was standing in front of my class that, you know, who do we need representing us in Congress? And we see so much in the media. We need women. We need scientists. We need healthcare providers. We need educators. And I thought to myself, I'm a woman, healthcare provider, scientist, educator, and I have to stand up and do this job because that's what we need for America.
All right. That's Heather Ross. She's a candidate in the 6th Congressional District Democratic primary. Heather, thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much, Mark.